Hey everybody! Here we are with a new episode from our podcast, The Deep Letters. And I'm so happy to hear you again also. Hey Clarissa!
Hi!
How are you?
I'm fine. How about you?
I'm fine too. I mean, I hear your voice and so I feel better.
That's cute, babe. Thank you. I have the same with yours.
Thank you.
But yeah, here we are with a new episode. And we will have the couple special, right?
Yeah. We decided to discuss or talk about our top three from our favorite couple next to the bed.
Oh yeah, and it was a hard one, right?
Yeah.
Discover. Because yeah, we have our own top three, of course, and we have our top three. So I think that's really cute that we have our top three. And
yeah. So like, true.
Like, so we can really discuss it as a couple too. So I'm really enjoying it to do it with you to discuss this couple thing. So
I was so excited all day long.
Yeah, me too. You had to wait so long because I had to work and everything, so I was like, oh, my poor baby has to wait so long for me.
Oh, but you see, I survived it.
You're the best. But yeah.
Only for you.
So why don't you start with your top three, babe?
Yeah, of course I can start. And then we say our top three, what we decided.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, my top three. Top one is Dylan, also Dylan and Helena. My second place is Tellis, also Tasha and Alice. And then the last one is Catherine and Helena.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, that's a good top three.
Yeah.
So,
yours?
Well, mine is surprisingly a little bit the same as yours. So, on the first place, I had Tasha and Alice. So, Talis. The second one, I had Dylan and Helena. And the third one, I had Alice and Dana. But Alice and Dana are like not really quite my favorite one. So I would change it also to Catherine and Helena. So then we also have our top three. Because yeah.
Won't we say it together?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. So the first place is
Lena and Dylan.
Yeah, and the second place is Tasha and Alice.
Yeah,
and the third place is Catherine and Helena.
Yeah, yeah, that was like pretty. We had to skip like Alice and Dana a little bit because, yeah, it's not like I had a really hard time with picking a top three because, yeah, I only liked very much Tasha and Alice, and really Helena and Dylan. So yeah, I had to agree with you with Catherine and Helena.
Yeah, also I can say I like Dana and Alice also, but it sounds maybe stupid, but for me it's not a real cube because they are better friends.
Definitely.
I mean, I know that they were a couple, but yeah, you know how I mean it, I hope.
I know. So yeah, I must say, like, they are not really like that end game we're looking for in a couple, like T-Bands is. And so, and we more have that with Helena and Dylan, and with Tasha and Ellis. But
yeah,
I just think that Catherine and Helena are like not really matchy, but
they were hot.
Yeah, like pretty amazing together.
Yeah. Okay, I think then we should start to talk about Catherine and Helena. Well,
yeah, we're gonna work it up like 3, 2, 1, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good plan.
So yeah, that's with our top three. It's like Catherine and Helena. So well, I'll really like you to start first because you really like this couple, and really want to hear your opinion first.
Okay. I must say, at the first time where I saw it, I don't noticed this so good. That there was actually a business where I had, because they had sex and played cards, and then this with the horse game. And by the second time, I noticed then also my absolutely favorite quote from Catherine, when I came from the casino, and then I had, also after that I had sex, but Catherine said to Helena, "Show me your money." And I thought, hey, what the fuck? Look at Catherine, she showed you the money. And then I noticed this, that she meant, I guess I can say it, Helena's pussy. Was that very funny? And
it was a good one. So when you said that with a quote, with that line that showed me the money, I was like, quite the same with you. I was like, yeah, she is showing the money. So, but she meant her money, and I was like,
yeah,
oh, that money. Ah, now I get it. And I was like, that's really naughty, and I really liked it. But, so I
like it.
But if I have the thing with Catherine and Helena, I really like that they were in the casino that Helena was playing, and Catherine was behind her, and she kissed her like in front of all those guys, and I was like, I was like, okay, okay, hello to you. And like,
alone to start from the scene where they stand in the room. I say, no, it's the room, and Catherine looked so at the table, and Helena also, and she explained to her what to do, and then Helena went going to the table, and Catherine took her arm and pulled her back and licked her from her shoulder to her ear, and I thought, oh fuck. And then the guys behind them whistled, and I mean, oh. And then she said, that's my girl, and then she goes to the table. But I agree with you, when Catherine is behind her and then the kiss off.
That was good. It was so good. But yeah, I now remember when you told me about that little from licking her shoulder, I was like, oh, we have that also. But do you also remember that scene that they were on, like, that thing with the horses, that they were racing to each other, those horses? And she had the suitcase with her, right? And I believe that Catherine was like pulling under Helena's shirt, but I'm not quite sure about it.
Yeah, she, Kevin, I guess Kevin was 100% sure that the horse wins.
Yeah.
And, she wants to fuck then, I mean, she do it. And, yeah, that was hot also.
Yeah. Also too.
So, yeah, it's like, I think with the thing with Catherine and Helena was more like the hotness of their relationship. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I have one thing that was really cute. When Helena stood by Alice, Tasha, and Jenny and Kit, and Kevin Combs, and took her on the hand, and pulled her with back, and Helena's face was so, oh my gosh, she's so fucking cute, and I thought, yeah, that was cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get what you mean. It was like quite cute, but I also like that scene that they were together in like the hotel room, and they were playing I believe they were playing bridge, but it was like strip bridge, so not strip poker. But yeah, first off, in the beginning that Helena was almost naked because she
mm-hmm.
had any clothes on, but yeah, that quickly changed after a while.
Yeah. And I am all the time dead when Kevin sits there naked and really like a normal lady, like she had a dress on. He sits there, super cool, and played with her cards. And I thought, fuck. This hotness, really. Oh, gosh. So, yeah. This one.
I totally get it. Yeah. So we have to agree on the hotness of this couple.
Mm-hmm. But I think was also was... funny where or also cute when they meet each other on the movie premiere, who was Shane invited.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Kevin was with a friend there, and Helena came and she asked her that Shane is her friend, and Helena said yes, my friend, and that then she bet with her friend that Shane was gay or well, not gay, as not gay, as straight. And Helena said, yeah, she's gay. And then Kevin asked her in what four teams played Helena. And she said, then I play in Shane's team. And then Kevin gave the money back, I guess, to her friend because he won. Because he bet that Helena is gay. And yeah, that was also funny.
Yeah, it was, because they were both like, every time they like, how do you say that in English? Gambling with each other. Like, is she mm-hmm. not or is she? And yeah, it was a good one.
That's so. Oh yeah, that's true. And but I was so sorry. The next scene, when Helena played against her, and she was sure that she wins, and she lost against Kevin, and then she knows that she must give the bank all the money's back. And her face then, oh my gosh. And then she tried to explain to her that she have no monies and all. And held on. And Kevin said, and so really super cool. So, yeah, I know. I met your mom 2 weeks ago. I thought, fuck. Poor Helena, really. And then she gave her the key for her hotel room that she, yeah, I can pay for the losing, and oh my gosh.
Yeah. I was like, okay, Helena, just do it. Why not? You have to pay the money back. But yeah, Helena felt like really bad after. But
yeah, she was so afraid to do this. And yeah.
Yeah, but still, a good scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you got a favorite scene or, yeah, with them?
That's a tough one. I think I need to say, Jesus, Duffy, what are you asking me? Well, I think you're gonna agree with me, but I'm not sure. I will go for the scene, show me the money. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
That was the best one between them. Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's my favorite scene too. But when Helena sits on the table and then Kefron came, what you told?
Yeah.
And give you the champagne and then the kiss, the tongue, yes. Oh my gosh. And the scene where they fuck with each other on the horse race.
Ooh, yes, that's also very good. Yes. But I'm quite gonna stick with show me the money. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the best of all, yeah, actually.
Yes. So, well, let's go to the next one. Well, the second one. Mm-hmm. So our second place was Tasha and Alice. Am I right?
Yes.
My mommy.
You are absolutely right.
I always called him my mommy. It's so stupid, maybe, but because I think the our like listeners who listened to a couple of episodes before, I wrote a fan fiction about Amy, and Amy is like the daughter of Tasha and Alice. Just made it up, and yeah, it's a little bit of me in it also, in that character. And yeah, Tasha and Alice would be so good together to have a child, but yeah, it never happened. So I made it up. But yeah, Tasha and Alice, they are so different from each other, but the difference between them makes it so right.
That's true. I agree with you, absolutely.
Yeah, I think you don't have to agree on everything, because yeah, then you are, it's like a little bit boring, I guess. But
sorry.
No, baby, we agree on a lot of things, but not everything.
Yeah.
But Tasha and Alice are like, Alice is like very open-minded, and she has a big mouth and tells everything, and Tasha is like a little bit easy and yeah, just back it off a little bit. And I think that's why it works so well between them.
Mm-hmm.
And Tasha gave a lot of things up also for Alice, because she really thinks she's the love of her life, and she is in the military, and Tasha is not really, she doesn't belong in the military. She's a good person, and yeah, I just don't think she really belongs there. And then you have Alice with a big mount on the radio and television and everything. So yeah. But I have to admit, if you look at the trial thing of Tasha, but that you can't be gay if you are into the military. And Alice is there to defend her and everything. It's like so cute. Because yeah, they really love each other. And yeah, at the end that Tasha chose Alice above her job and at the military, I was like, yes, yes, that's what we needed. And yeah.
Yeah. Because of that, I don't get it that they are not anymore together in the Next Generation Q.
Yeah, Yeah, I was like, where's Tasha? Where is Alice Endgame? We need her. Where's Tasha? Yeah, because at the end of season 6, you see them together, but they are having a lot of trouble because they have like the thing with Jamie. And yeah, I was like, they are not ended. But
no.
In the Our Generation Q, they did. And I was like, yeah. Why? I don't like this. So,
yeah. I hope we know maybe why. Because actually, we don't know it.
No, we have a lot of questions about the whole Our Generation Q. So,
yeah, true.
So, yeah. But if you go to the scenes of Tasha and Alice, they doing the pink ride together and discussing with the pink ride in the tent what they see for their future and everything. And I was like, yay, nice. And it's so... I need to rewind a little bit because it's a long time ago I saw the whole thing, the L word again. So you have to help me remember a little bit of the scene. So, yeah.
Can I say that I like the beginning of them, who they meet each other?
Oh, when... yeah.
That is... Oh. The start of them, it's so cute and yeah, and actually so funny too, because yeah, they land that they was together in the hospital because somebody, or was it Tasha, somebody slapped Alice on her nose, and yeah
it was quite bad.
But Tasha goes with her into the hospital and helped her, and
yeah, it was so
cute.
Yeah, it was. It was like really cute, and they were sitting there together, and she got a cold pack on her nose and everything. But it was like taking so long that they were looking at Alice's nose, and Tasha was really comforting her and everything. So yeah, that was really cute. And do you remember that scene that it was like really hot in Los Angeles, and I think everybody in that episode had a sex scene, because you have Pat and Tina in the elevator, you have Nikki and Jenny together, but you also have Tasha and Alice.
And yeah,
and there comes Alice with her ice cubes. I was like, whew. I never tried that out, but yeah, on a very hot day, why not? And yeah, I really like the they don't have like a lot of sex scenes together, Tasha and Alice.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
it's, I think the only one is with the ice cubes, I guess.
I guess too. I'm not sure, but I believe you know. I think you are right.
Yeah, I think that's the only thing. Oh no. We forget one big one. When that thing happened with Jamie was in the shower, and Alice and Tasha were on the couch.
Yeah, fuck. I was actually so sorry for Jamie, but she laughed in the shower.
Yeah, it was like
I don't think it was bad, but yeah.
Yeah, it's like they were both like a little bit turned on that Jamie was under the shower, and that they could have sex on the couch. And I was like, okay, it's like hot, but not a very good thing to do. But yeah. Okay. I needed to process the whole thing. Yeah, that happened. And I think that's the only two, like, sex scenes they have. And I think so also that I really like that scene that Tasha and Alice were to get laying in bed together. And that the man of Phyllis came in.
And yeah.
And I was like, okay. And Tasha didn't like it at all because, yeah, it was over between Phyllis and Alice, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Which I still think it was. Phyllis and Alice was like a little bit weird. I don't know
Absolutely. What
you think about that. But
of course.
Yeah, I know. I like also a little bit middle-aged woman, but this was like no.
They don't fit so well to each other, I think.
No.
Yeah.
Mm.
That was maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I was more like you. But you can't say it that loud because it's not like very nice to say. But yeah, I had that with Phyllis and Alice. And I really like the thing Alice said, like, I was trying an older vintage. I was like, oh, yeah, you're trying a really old vintage. And but yeah. So Tasha was also in the bed with Alice and they were talking to Leonard was his name, right? Leonard Quarrel.
I guess.
Yeah. Leonard Quarrel.
But you forget that Papi and Helena were also there.
Oh my god, yeah, because was Helena still living in the same house as Alice, or was that done?
She wasn't, because at this time she was with Catherine.
Ooh, yeah, that's true. That's totally true. So, yeah, she doesn't need to live in Alice's house anymore. So, yeah. It was kind of like Leonard was giving advice for, getting advice from four people. And Alice was sitting there and couldn't, like, say really much. And Tasha was, like, one of the biggest influence of telling Leonard that he should let Phyllis go. Because, yeah, it was over.
Mm-hmm.
And cheating is not right, and that's something I really like about Tasha also, when you have the campfire scene, that even thinking is cheating.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with that, but okay, because thinking is cheating. But yeah, I think Alice and Tasha are really on the same line with the cheating and everything, so that's the only difference they don't have. So yeah
but there was also a very cute scene actually.
Mm-hmm.
When Alice came to the military and they talked with each other, and then Tasha goes with her to the helicopter and showed her, I guess it was Los Angeles or something.
Yeah.
Went off flight with the helicopter, and then after that they stand on Alice's car and her motorbike, and then the first kiss of them. That was
cool. Yeah, that's so true. That was so sweet. Yeah, and they were going into the helicopter, and all the girls in the helicopter were gay. Right?
Yeah.
It was the gay helicopter. And yeah, it was cute. I was like, oh, they truly know it from each other, but they don't tell to everybody. I was like, yay, that's sweet. Because yeah. But yeah, you are very good remembered by the first kiss, because I was already forgot that. So thank you.
You're welcome.
And do you also remember that scene that they were like writing on a blank page all their difference and they have, and they're like the agreeing on the things they do, and they were like really into like, oh my god, we have a lot of differences, this is not gonna work out. And yeah, but you can have more points on that, what we are agreeing on and everything, because they don't want to give up their law.
Yeah. And that's so cute, actually.
Yeah, it was. I was like, yeah, they really love each other. They don't want to let each other go. But yeah, with the differences and everything, it was sometimes really hard for them. But yeah.
There was also a scene, I think it was Alice who was by Tasha and asked her why she is here. And Alice said, because I want to fuck you. And then they fucked with each other.
Oh my god, yeah, why am I here? And just because they want to fuck each other. And I was like, okay, yeah. You can say it like that and it works out. Fine, and I guess so. I need to remember that. So,
I'm not sure in which season or which episode that was the scene, but I remember it happened.
Yeah, I don't know which season or episode it was, but yeah, it happened. But it's a good one to remember if you say that to someone. So.
Of course. I mean, when you visit me, I can actually stay in the same.
Okay, I'm gonna remember that one for us. I'll write it down everywhere. No. That's good to know, babe. But to ask you, what is your favorite scene of Tasha and Alice?
Ooh, that's a hot one. I'm sorry.
No, just take your time.
Thank you. Maybe this scene when there was on the premiere from the movie there was Shane. Because they stand together and talked about that it was a data or something, I'm not sure. But I like it that Tasha brought Alice home like a gentleman, I think.
Yeah.
And that was a good one from her. That is, yeah, I think that's my favorite scene.
Yeah, it's how you should treat a lady. I have to agree with you, so.
And yours?
I think the end scene of the court they had, and that Tasha told the military goodbye and went to Alice, and that they kiss after, and that Tasha pulls her up, and I was like, this is like true love. It's like it's supposed to be. You're giving up the one of the most important things in your life for your biggest love. Yeah, that's my best one. Good.
That's a really good one, I think.
Thank you. So, well, I don't. The people will be surprised about our first one.
Yeah. Dylan and Helena.
Dylan and Helena. Oh, they deserve so much better.
Absolutely. Yeah. What should I say? I'm really sorry how it starts with them, actually, because you can see Helena is carefully on the beginning because Dylan said all the time, oh, she's straight. She isn't gay. And so Helena was actually carefully and don't want it, but then didn't want it. And There is a scene in Helena's office. I guess you know that it's my favorite line from Helena. Because she said, what starts in chaos, it's end in chaos. And this happened, I think. And yeah.
Would you think it started in chaos and ended in chaos?
I feel because we have then the scene who comes out that Dylan used it here to get monies from her for her movie or for her booklet, I'm not sure. And Helena had really believed that Dylan loved her. And I'm sure that Dylan fell really in love with her, and her boyfriend found it out and had this idea. That is my mind about, yeah, because Helena asked her then that she was never in love with her. And she should say here that she never wants to see you again, and didn't say it. I want to see you never again. And then she left the room with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
But some days later, she brought a DVD to Helena's house, where she said that she actually loved her and is really sorry for her, what she did. And because of that, I think Dylan was really in love with her, and her boyfriend found it out that this was his idea, I guess.
Yeah, I have to agree with you because, yeah, Dylan and Helena had that thing that Helena came to Dylan's house and they watched a documentary together and everything. And then they started to film each other, and that was the thing Dylan's boyfriend was about. And I was like,
yeah,
so not fair what you're doing. And that's the thing a little bit with being filmed and everything, you should do it with the right person for sure. And at that moment Dylan was not the right person to do that with. And yeah, to agree with you, when they were sitting having their courting, like Helena said, tell me that you never been in love with me and you don't want to see me again. And Dylan said, I don't want to see you again. I was like, so you really loved her. You really did. And that's true, when she sent the video and everything. But Helena was so heartbroken about it. She would never take her back, I guess. So,
yeah. But when you see the scene of how they filmed each other, you can see how unsure is Dylan actually. She don't want it, not really, I think. Also, I can, if you look at her face, it says everything, but no, I don't want. I wished you wasn't here, because yeah, she knows what she's doing, what she does, and
yeah. You could read Dylan's face that she was not really into it to do this and like betray Helena with it, and yeah, that's kind of hard to see, because yeah, like we said, Dylan really loved Helena, and
yeah.
I think when you really love someone, you never do that. But yeah, that turned out differently, huh? So
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, then Dylan left, of course, and Helena moved on with her life, and then they meet each other back.
And the Sheba. When Helena bought it together with Kit, and Dylan was back with her friends, and Alice was, I think, who saw her at first, And then she told all the story to Tasha and Helena's sister and thought, oh my gosh, I don't want to be here, actually. And then Alice said, what the fuck is she doing there? She danced so close with the one that she have sex with her any moment or something. Mm-hmm. And then she got up and goes to her and to tell her her opinion and protect Helena. And then I think that was a little bit hot. How Helena comes. And then Tasha said, come with me, Alice. Helena can doing this. And then they talked with each other. And Dylan said that she searched for a bar for women. And Helena says, what the fuck? How I thought you were straight. And yeah. And actually Helena tried to play it so cool. And Dylan was really confused about. Yeah. This was actually a good one. That Helena did this to confuse her so much. Yeah,
it definitely is, because like you said, she always said she was straight and she didn't fall in love with Helena, which she did. Mm-hmm. And I really like the thing Alice said, look who's dancing in between that lesbian sandwich. And I was like, lesbian sandwich? Okay, yeah, lesbian sandwich. And it was Dylan, of course. And that she said that she tried to get in contact with Helena and everything.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't. She wanted to try to forget her, but she never did anyway. And like Helena did with Dylan, of course.
Yeah.
And
the scene after then, when Dylan said, yeah, she left because she doesn't know that she was the owner of the bar. And then she said goodbye to her friends and goes. And Helena sat actually by Alice and Tasha too. And then she saw how Dylan left. And she got up very fast and ran after her and pushed her to the car to tell her her opinion. That was also a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Helena was a really badass at that moment.
Yeah. And all what Dylan does, thank you, Helena. And Helena looked so, shut up, bitch. And goes, oh, that was a good one, but I don't get it. Not really, because that Dylan said thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, she said thank you that she noticed that she is gay, but yeah, when Helena wasn't it, maybe she had see it later.
True.
I guess. And but I like the scenes when Dylan want to fight about Helena.
Aww.
It's a good one. When she meets Gina in the planet and how she said, Helena is the love of my life. And I thought, oh, that's so cute. And Gina was, that's not true. You are a liar. And yeah, I'm not hurt.
Yeah, it was like Dylan really tried to like fight for Tina. Oh, for Tina. God.
For Helena.
What the hell am I saying? For Tina. That is your fault. I was in my mind with Laurel and Rachel. But whatever.
Sorry.
No, I love it anyway. But Dylan really wanted to fight about Helena. And yeah, Tina was like very protective, of course. And yeah, if you look further on the things with the scenes with Dylan and Nikki, that they like try to prove that Dylan is faithful to Helena, which he really was. Mm-hmm. So that proves a lot too, I guess. So yeah.
Yep. But the scene was actually funny.
Yeah.
Because the girls in this room, and was it Alice with the popcorn?
Yeah.
I guess it was Alice. And then she put a button where they don't see what happened then. And then she's like, oh my gosh.
It's all gone.
And Helena was so nervous and so excited, actually, on the same way. Because she wants Dylan really back and won't believe that she changed, really, that she means it really so with her. And I like the world scene, actually. And okay, but actually, I don't like Dylan in this scene, because we know in the other episode that she knows it because she heard Jenny's voice.
True. Yeah.
And actually, when I were Dylan and knows that this happened,
yeah, and I think if she didn't know,
I had to say, Helena, I know you want me testing. You want to do the test with me, because I've known Jenny voice, and maybe they had find another way. Also, I think if had showed her honest.
Yeah.
When she said it, Helena, I knew you want to test me with your friends, because I heard a voice from Jenny, and then Helena had said anything, but yeah, it were better and not the way what she do then, because she said nothing. She played the game with Jenny, actually, when Jenny was on the baby party for Max. She said, yeah, we had to test you. And she's so happy that it worked out between them. And Helena was so super shocked that Jenny said it all. And Dylan played it so well that she doesn't know anything, but she knows the whole thing and said nothing in this moment. Want to play the hurt person? Ooh, that's... No, I don't get it. she had told then maybe, yo, Helena, I knew it, and I'm not mad because of that. Anything there, but nothing really. I get Helena that she wake up with her then, because she can't trust her. And but it's a really sad scene and really sad lines when she said to Dylan, thank you Jenny Schecter, fuck off Jenny Schecter. Because the one fuck you is maybe meant for Eileen, because I saw a video on YouTube where they talked about that it's meant Eileen because she read it.
Yeah,
and yeah, I agree with it.
Yeah, I think that's the thing between Dylan and Helena. They've never been honest with each other. Well, Dylan was not really honest with Helena, and then the whole testing thing came into the light. And I think Dylan was, if she was like honest with Helena, she was totally going for it. And yeah. And that was the thing that it didn't work out, but
yeah,
still.
But I mean, actually, you can see really that Helena loved her really, because she gave her a new chance, and she tried really to trust her, but she can't.
No, and that's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand it really, but yeah. How you said, when Dylan was honest with her, then it had worked out, but not so. She had so many times to say something and she said nothing, really. I don't get it.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. It's like, I truly didn't get it anymore between Helena and Dylan, and it's like they were like fitting so well to each other, and mm-hmm. yeah. It was so sad that they didn't have a good end.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Because they have a really lot of sex scenes together in season 3.
I know.
And season 6 also. And I think you can see the chemistry between is like Jennifer and Lowell. Also good, I think. And I told you yesterday that they were very good friends because I've heard the podcast from Rachel and she had talked with Alex, and it was so good to hear that they were really good friends. And yeah,
it was kind of cute, really, the thing between Alex and Rachel. Mm-hmm. But you know what I think the most funny thing is, like, Helena's straight. Well, Rachel is straight. And Alex is mm-hmm. a real-life lesbian because she's together with Jodie Foster. And
yeah,
it's still so funny in the L word that, like, Helena is playing a lesbian. So Rachel's playing a lesbian. And yeah. Alex, who plays Dylan, needs to play, like, a straight one. And I was like,
yeah, every time when I see the scene where Dylan said to Helena, oh my gosh, Helena, please help me, I don't get it open. And I thought, but I don't really get it.
Yeah, me too. I was like, but you are actually, gay.
But actually, it went in Rachel where I had said, Alex, I don't get it open, please help me.
Oh, that would be so good. So yeah, that's something I still like, having like a questionnaire thing about it. I was like, okay, but yeah, it was good. She played it very well. They both played it very well. I really liked the chemistry between Rachel and Alex, like Jennifer and Lou have, but also like the chemistry between Rachel and Laurel, because they also have an amazing chemistry if you look like Helena and Tina. So
yeah.
I think those three, like Helena and Tina and Helena and Dylan and Beth and Tina, are like having the most amazing chemistries of all the couples.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. Yeah, absolutely. And before I forget it, Rachel and Alex were at the diner show with Eileen, Lisa, and Elizabeth Keener, I guess, were played help me, how is the name from here?
Which one?
With her lover Cindy, she was the
the lover Cindy from Don Dembo.
Dan Dembo played, right? And Alex was on the stage and she said then, yeah, and here comes Helena. And they played it, that they were Helena and Dylan. And then Helena comes to her and this is actually so cute and so sweet, because she said, do you miss me? And so said voice, and then, oh my gosh, Helena is back. And then Alex said, so, do you miss me? And she looked away and want to go, and then Dylan or Alex pulled her on the arm back, and then they kissed each other.
Yeah.
So hot and so sweet. Oh my gosh. And then Helena said, baby, you have to work it out. And Dylan's face was so, whoa. I don't get it. Actually, I think she want to say it. I don't get it because I know I'm a lesbian. You're not.
Yeah, that was real. I really liked that thing about the dinosaur. It was a good one. But yeah, that's
but
yeah.
Best thing about I'm sorry.
No.
Was after that. When Rachel was with Laurel on an L convention and one fan asked her after that kiss, and Rachel said, what happened in Dinah stayed in Dinah. It is so rude. I mean, look at YouTube. It gives a video about so and can't stay in China. Everybody knows it.
It's like all over, getting all over the world. So you could have told us. Yeah. So yeah, what stays in China? What happens in China stays in China. Nuh-uh, we just got to see it. So yeah, that was a good one. But those L Wars conventions are like really amazing and I wish they could do it again. I really want to.
You know what I was really mad? Because I showed you, I guess it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, where I showed you a picture where there gives a L convention in Paris, I guess, 2019, where we not. We are fans of the show right now, but we doesn't know it. It gives it, and now fucking Corona. Maybe when Corona not there, maybe we had another chance for a new convention. I guess.
Yeah, I guess so too. Because if I knew there was an L convention in 2019, I would definitely go to it. But yeah.
Yeah, because Jennifer went there, Laurel was there, Rachel was there. Alicia was there, and I guess Kate were there also.
Pam Gray was also there. So,
yeah, right.
I really wanted to see Jennifer and Laurel. Oh, and we could have seen it in 2019, and it didn't work out. So,
yeah,
we were kind of sad about it, really. So, but yeah. Well, we're like going for September, right? Like Laurel's exposition, because it's like because of the coronavirus, it's not in July anymore, but in September, and that makes it more possible to visit her exposition. And yeah,
and I hope that we see maybe Rachel there also.
Yeah, let's hope that Rachel is there, and I hope that Victoria may be also there, and like the three most amazing people could be there. That would be very good, and I think Rachel will be there because she is already living there, and
she must be there.
Yeah.
Her bestie is in the city. Hello.
We should go. So yeah. Definitely. And I'm really looking forward to do it with you in September. So, yeah. Just like a good one to see Laurel's exposition. So, fingers crossed that everything works out like pretty fine with the coronavirus and everything, and that it will be far away for them. And
I hope. Before I forget it, what for a favorite scene have you with Dylan?
God, tough one. It is a sex scene. So, the one that Dylan comes to Helena's office and they had doing it on the couch. Yeah, that's the one I'm picking.
Oh gosh, yeah, that was really hot.
Mm-hmm.
Because Helena sits on the hair and white hair, actually.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah.
And yours?
If I'm honestly, I have more than one.
Tell me.
So did that what you said?
Yeah.
That sex scene. Then the scene where Kit was in the studio for her album, and Helena and Dylan was in the bedroom or guest room of the house, and
oh my god, yes,
used her to come to her, and then she comes and she Helena pushed her own head in her pants, and then she took Dylan's hand in her, and then she said, "Do you feel it? Nobody makes me mad like this." But oh my god, that was so hot. And Dylan's face, oh my gosh, I'm the only one where I can make her so wet like this. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Yeah. And then Dylan said to her, "Yeah, can we go into your house?" And then Helena said, "You want it really?" And then Dylan said, "Yeah." And then they had sex again. Oh my gosh. Scene.
Yeah.
At first, Dylan on Helena, and then Helena between her legs.
Oh god.
Fuck. And then actually I have only the sex scenes where I'm a favorite and the worst. Gosh, because I have another sex scene where I had to fight that Helena don't trust her in season 6. Mm-hmm. And they make it out, and Dylan had Helena in her arms or anything, and then she said, "Do you trust me?" And Helena nodded and said yes, and then she pushed her on the kitchen counter and took the knife, and Helena, "Uh-oh, I'm dead." but yeah, she cut her shirt to show her that she can trust her, and then I make it up.
Yeah.
On the kitchen counter. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all.
And I have, okay, I guess I have not only sex scenes, I have a very cute scene of them. When Dylan came back in the Shiba where there was a dance content, mm-hmm. And Helena stands alone there and looked, I guess, Tina and Beth danced right now. And then somebody took her hand, and then she looked back, and there was Dylan.
Oh.
And then she danced still with each other, and it was so fucking cute, really. Oh. I love this scene. Yeah.
I totally forgot that one. That was so cute that... Oh my god! I really forgot that one! Oh. Now I remember again, it was so cute how Dylan walks to Helena, took her hand, and they just looked at each other and it was enough.
Mm-hmm. The scene when I meet each other is also cute, because actually it was love on the first sight.
Definitely.
Helena looked at Dylan and, "What the fuck? She's so beautiful. I want her. I love her."
Oh, yes.
Everything, really. And I mean, Tina's look, yo, there's someone falling in love with Dylan.
Yeah.
And they held hand each other so long. And then Helena said, "Yeah, how many monies do you need?" And then she said, "Yeah, we would have 10 people that give us $10,000 dollars. And Helena so, yeah, you can have me. I won't give you all money you need. And Dylan so, wow, that's oh my gosh. She was so speechless, and then she said, yeah, give me a moment, I must talk to someone. And then she goes back to her boyfriend, and Helena asks Tina, who is this? And Tina's like, yeah, that's her producer, and I guess her boyfriend. Helena's so, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
But the most funny thing also is, like, Helena and Tina, like, working together. And when Helena said, like, I can give you the $100,000. And when Tina and Helena were, like, talking to each other, well, it's really nice that you can give her the $100,000, but could you at least, like, talk to me about it first? Yeah, we should do that. Like, damn, Helena, I know she's cute and you really want to be with her and you think it's love at first sight, but... yeah, mm-hmm. You should definitely talk about it with Tina. So, but it was a good one. Yeah.
There was also a funny scene between Helena and Tina. When Dylan and her Danny was by Tina and Helena and warned that the wall production, I guess that they can do it for herself, and Tina said no, they won't. And Helena so, yes, you can do it. And Tina said and the same that she can talk with her, because she had said that she can manage this audience. And then Helena don't listen actually, because and then she says, Tina, can I ask you something? They said, of course, yes. And then, yeah, was you ever fallen in love with a woman? And then Tina so, I was a straight woman also before.
Yeah.
And then she explained her everything. And yeah, but yeah, I don't want to talk about everything because we talked actually about this season. And yeah. But yeah, that is also a good scene.
It is.
Yeah, and then somebody knocked on the door and there came Dylan. Mm. And Tina said, okay, I can go.
Yeah.
And Helena's face smiled.
Tina really got the hint. That's like, yeah, I need to go, bye. So.
Yeah. My God, but I forgot a scene.
Which one?
When Dylan came into her office, from Helena, and Helena had this video call with her kids.
Oh, and, Dylan
was super into it. She was super curious and all, and wants to meet them. And then they had breakfast. I guess it was on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids looked at Dylan and all, and. But Dylan was so uncomfortable with the situation. I don't know why, because of the kids or whether and the public, I don't know. But Helena talked about her shoulder and she pulled away. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh my God, Dylan, that was not a bad thing. She loves you and you loved her. And yeah, maybe because of the kids, but I mean, the kids knows it because, yeah, Helena have all the time and not woman.
Yeah.
Also,
that's definitely true.
And actually, I don't think that wasn't so rude. Like, she want to fuck Tina when the kids was in the bed also. Mm-hmm. Also, then I think that is more rude than just talk about her shoulder.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to agree with you. That was more like, yeah. You know, the things with children is always a little bit awkward and when they are not yours and everything. So I get Dylan, mm-hmm. but yeah.
Yeah.
It is hard. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
That was a good scene also. I think they all have like really good scenes together, Dylan and Helena, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's... It's like really a good first one for us, so that's a really top number one. So...
Yeah. They have, yeah.
Yeah. I think we discussed like everything now. It's quite sad because we can talk about over and over and over again. And
yeah,
it's very good that we decided to not do all the couples. Like I said, doing also Elena and Tina, Beth and Tina, and oh god, Alice and Dana and everything, because yeah, it was a good one that you said if we start talking about all the couples, we're not done for like days. So that was good that you changed it. So I think there was no news from Laurel and Jennifer at the moment. Yeah, that the exposition of Laurel is like rescheduled, but no. We didn't miss anything from them. It's sad. So I wish we could discuss some news about them, but we can't.
Yeah, and we can't discuss any questions because nobody asked us something.
No, maybe we should ask us, maybe I should ask you a question and you me, but... So
yeah,
but I don't have any, sorry.
Yeah, I guess that's because you know me and I know you.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's also good that we know each other, right?
Oh my god, but I forgot something.
What did you...
You know who have her birthday today?
Oh my god, it is Mia's birthday today!
Yeah, happy birthday, Mia!
Yeah, happy birthday, Mia! she turned 46 and I still need, I was like, 46? Really? Mia 46? I would never give her 46. You?
I would give her 10 years younger.
Yeah, me too. I was like, isn't she like the same age as my sister or something? But no, she's 10 years older. So, but yeah, happy birthday, Mia. We don't forget you. Not yet. So that was quite nice because I was I do remember always Jennifer's birthday and Laurel's birthday, but yeah, I can't really remember Mia's one, so good job. So
where you said have we everything and I thought was anything was today?
What was it?
What? And then you said this with the news from Laurel and Jennifer, we have nothing. And then I thought on Twitter. And then I did, and then it came to me, oh, I read something that Mia's birthday is today.
Very good of you. It was a good remembering. So yeah. But Sunday we have. Now I'm getting saying Sunday, but it's not Sunday because today is Monday. So
yeah.
Wednesday, we already have a new episode. So
yeah, I'm super excited again.
Yeah, me too. But what will be the thing we're going to talk about? Maybe we should keep that a surprise for once.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, we totally should. So
definitely,
we're not going to tell anything. They need to listen Wednesday.
Yeah.
So.
Surprise.
So yeah, then we are at the end of our episode. Aww.
Yeah, we are.
I love to talk with you about this whole thing.
I love it with you. I can't talk with you for hours, really.
Yeah, we do that a lot also, so yeah, so but yeah, we need to end it, so well, thank you our listeners for listening today to our new episode, and yeah,
Thank you so much. And yeah, stay tuned till Wednesday for a new episode. And have a nice week.
Yeah.
Have you a nice week?
Well, it could have been better if I was with you, but yeah, you also a nice week, and yeah, it will be fine, I guess.
Yeah, of course.
So, yeah, have a nice week, you too, and yeah, we'll talk to each other on Wednesday again. Well, not only on Wednesday, of course, but the people will hear from us Wednesday. let's keep it with the bye.
'Made it to the end. That's awesome. Well, Steffi and I really want to thank you for listening to our very own podcast about Tibet, and we're really grateful that you listen to it. If you want to share our podcast, we would love that, so please share it with your friends and family, and maybe you can share it on Instagram, Twitter, or any social platform. Well, thank you for listening.